Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word, your spirit, and we thank you for your love. You love us so much. And we thank you, Father God, for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. As I get started today, I just want to thank all of our listeners, people who have downloaded and played these podcast episodes for the last 3 years almost. And it's really exciting to see what God's doing. And there's so many countries that have been involved in this. Out of the 25 to 27 countries, there have been several that have just kind of drawn my attention. I noticed the other day we had a lot of downloads from Ireland, and I know from Spain and some different places like that that have really desired to hear the word. And we appreciate that, and we pray for you and want you to know that appreciate your involvement with what we're doing. Let's look at Psalms 119, verse 114. I just want to pull a couple of things out and look at them. Psalm 119, verse 114. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. That's from the King James. Now, of course, I have to pull the Passion over here because it's so good. Verse 114 of Psalm 119 from the Passion says, you're my place of quiet retreat, and your wrap-around presence becomes my shield as I wrap myself in your word. Oh my goodness, I got to read that again. You're my place of quiet retreat, and your wrap-around presence becomes my shield as I wrap myself in your word. It's so important to wrap ourselves in the word. And when we do that, when we just spend time with the word and spend time speaking the word and thinking the word and, you know, letting it not depart from our eyes, according to Proverbs, but to keep them in the midst of thy heart, then they become life unto those that find them and health to all our flesh. In fact, let's read that. We'll read it from the King James. I basically just quoted it, I think, but let's look at it a little more specifically. Proverbs 4:20, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Notice what it says there. Incline your ear, listen to his sayings, don't let them depart from your eyes, and keep them in the midst of your heart. So your ears, your eyes, and your heart. Why? Because they're life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. So I like what Kenneth Hagin used to say, you know, listen, put the word in, and everything else out. And when we do that, the more we focus on that, the more we realize that all this other stuff we do is wonderful a lot of times, but many times it's superficial and it's of the flesh. And I was thinking this recently and said this in a group I was in, that, you know, something like this, that we're trying in the natural to produce spiritual results. We're trying in the natural realm to many times receive whatever we can, peace, love, hope. And it's impossible because those are spiritual forces. And so we must look to the Holy Spirit, the true teacher who will teach us about those and whatever else we need to know. And that's why this Psalms 119 verse 114 is so important. When we wrap ourselves in the word of God, then he becomes our place of quiet retreat. Quiet retreat. In our mind, many times we need that, don't we? We need that. And his wraparound presence becomes our shield as we wrap ourselves in his word. Two other scriptures come to mind I want to look at. That verse is over in Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Now remember, your righteousness and my righteousness, the Bible says, is his filthy rag. It's not our righteousness, it's God's righteousness. And we can stand and proclaim that we're the righteousness of God in Christ according to the word, even when you don't feel that way or whatever. And boy, I'm about to get off into righteousness again, but you can go back into episodes and find that. But it's the ability to stand in the presence of God without the sense of guilt, fear, or condemnation. And that's so important, to be able to stand in the presence of God without that sense of guilt, fear, or condemnation. He loves you. Today, someone is listening to this, and you need to know God loves you. A basic but most important truth that's found in the Word and what it's based on. Let's look at the passion on this. This is really cool. Listen to this. Proverbs 18:10. The character of God is a tower of strength, for the lovers of God delight to run into His heart and be exalted on high. That tower of strength can also be translated a bed of flowers. Isn't that beautiful? The character, the name of God, of course, the character, His name, character reflects His name. His name is reflects His character. The character of God, the name of God, is a strong tower, a tower of strength, but it can also be considered a bed of flowers. Hallelujah. There's compassion there. He loves you, and He wants you to be able to stand in His presence and enjoy His wraparound presence. He loves you so, so much. James 4:8, draw near to God, and He'll draw near to you. Passion says, move your heart closer and closer to God, and He will come even closer to you. You know, He's waiting on you. I really believe this is for someone listening to this today, for all of us, I'm sure, but for someone in particular. God wants you to know He loves you. Just move toward Him. Just move toward Him, and He will move toward you. Let's pray. Father God, I thank You for Your love and goodness. I thank You for people who are listening to this episode today who need assurance. They need peace in their life, and I believe this is a word in due season to minister to them. As they will draw near to You, You will draw near to them. Thank You, Father, that we can look to You, because in You, in Christ, is completeness. There's wholeness. There's soundness of mind. You have the path of life. In Your presence is fullness of joy. And when we look to Your Word, we look to what You've said about us, not what people are saying about us, not what the devil's saying about us, not what our own minds, unrenewed minds, are saying about us. But when we look to You, we can follow that peace and realize we have the presence of God available to us. Thank You, Father. I'm asking Your presence just to permeate the life of the person listening to this. Permeate the room or the car or wherever they're listening to this. Come through the speakers, Father God, through the headphones, and minister life. Minister Your life and peace to them and health. I pray for right now that I believe that, you know, we've all dealt with sickness and disease in some way, but maybe you're dealing with it and not dealing with it very well because the enemy's tried to just throw something on you, life-threatening even. There's hope in the Word. There's healing in the Word. Thank You for Your healing power and love to flow into the life and the lives of everyone listening to this. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.